We're going to start the afternoon session with a interactive workshop on cybersecurity breach, hypothetical scenario, and response. You know both of these guys, but just for the home audience, Will Doherty is a partner at Norton Rose. He's in their data protection, privacy, and cybersecurity practice group. He's right here in Houston. I'm assuming he's an Astros fan. And then Jeremy Rucker is an attorney at Spencer Fane. He's up in Plano in the DFW area. Was just giving Jeremy a hard time. We've got a mutual friend in common, Sean Tuma, who never stops saying good things about Jeremy behind his back. So my expectations for what Jeremy's going to do today is just through the roof. You can only go south from here, my friend. So take it away, guys.
Great. Well, I'll kick things off. And, you know, again, this is really designed to be an interactive session. So as Jeremy mentioned during their session, you know, tabletop exercises, all the benefits of them, we wanted to give you guys a sense of a flavor for those who haven't done one, but also just to kind of also give you a view that how really easy these things can be done with your own internal group. Like, I've been a part of tabletops where we've had over 100 participants. We've had paid actors do, you know, videos in advance that pretend to be news anchors, right? Invest hundreds of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours in it. You don't need to do that, right? These can be done really with a smaller group within the organization, right? So they really can come in all sizes and flavors. And so really want this to be an interactive session, because it's not only kind of designed to give you guys a sense for how to run a tabletop, but also what sort of issues and struggles do organizations have when they're actually responding to an incident. And so we would, as you'll see, we'll have someone in the room that has a microphone that'll come around, and if someone wants to kind of ask questions or respond to some of the prompts that we provide about what you think your organization may do, please, I know you're eating, but if you can, you know, participate, raise your hand if you'd like to participate. And so with that, and the same for those online, we do have a real-time sort of chat function, so that if those online have any questions or comments, please feel free to post them, and we'll monitor that and be able to provide responses to it. So with that, Jeremy, do you want to just talk about some of the objectives?
Yeah, so and kind of underscore what you just said, the real value in these tabletops comes from that interaction. So please interact with us and get your value, right? So for some of the objectives for this one, the major objectives here, you know, to understand the dynamic nature of a cyber incident. And we're going to go through one hypothetical, and this is just one hypothetical. There's literally endless amounts of variations and iterations that we could have come up with. So keep that in mind as we progress through this. Another is to identify the key addressable issues involving a cyber attack. And we're going to, of course, highlight some of those. And again, there are tons out there that we just couldn't fit in this discussion today. So keep that in mind. We're also going to point out some of the ways to avoid common pitfalls in incident response. Analyze ransomware dynamics. The previous presentation did an excellent job going through some of those. We're going to lightly touch on them here as well. We're also going to walk you through understanding security and privacy implications with a similar type of situation, and understand post-incident considerations, which, in my opinion, have become a major sticking point to situations such as this.
Yeah, one thing, just when you're running your own tabletop or being part of a tabletop, really to be successful in sort of getting the most out of it, it's really important not to fight the scenario. And so a lot of times organizations, you'll have folks say, you know, that just couldn't happen. We've got the best tools in the business. We've got great firewalls, all of this stuff. Well, everybody that I've had to help a client manage a breach said the same thing before an incident, right? So throw out your assumptions. Don't fight the narrative, and, you know, really engage as if this is happening. So with that, you want to go through the first background slide?
Absolutely. So here is our situation. So Global Carbons Incorporated, GCI, is a $2.5 billion publicly traded B2B and B2C multinational oil and gas company based in Austin, Texas. GCI has major operations and gas stations in U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Japan. So early this morning, Roseanne, our client relations rep, checked her email and opened what appeared to be an invoice from one of GCI's largest clients. When Roseanne attempted to download and open the attachment, nothing happened. Thinking nothing of it, Roseanne deletes the email and continues working. Later that day, Roseanne attempted to access a spreadsheet containing client information, including names, addresses, and banking information.